Okay, good evening, everyone. So I thought tonight maybe we'd begin talking about some matters of kashering for Pesach. Now, kashering applies, first of all, only if you're going to be home and only if you're going to be using the item. So, for example, let's say your oven. If you're leaving for Pesach, and even if someone's staying in your house, but they're not going to be using your oven, then it doesn't have to be kashered. You only want to clean it out, make sure they don't leave a half a luction kugel inside, but you don't have to kasher it. There's no problem of owning kalim on Pesach that have chametz absorbed into their walls. So that even when we sell chametz, we don't sell our kelim, we don't sell our pots and pans. We may, the particular shtar, you know, the chametz, the contract of selling chametz that your Rav uses may mention that you're selling any chametz that might be stuck to the kelim. And you're also making sure, especially if you're staying home, you're making sure that all your chametz and kelim are put away and in a way that you won't take them out on Pesach accidentally or otherwise. So that's because you shouldn't come to use them. But the fact that the keli itself has been used all year for chametz and this chametz absorbed into the walls of it is irrelevant unless you want to use that keli on Pesach. So as I said, you don't have to kasher your chametz tikka pots that you're not going to be using. And you don't have to sell them to a guy. You just leave them in your, you know, closed away in a cabinet that you don't go to over Pesach. So the same thing is true about your oven. If you're not going to use your oven, if you're not home, or even if you are home, but if you're not going to be using your oven at all over Pesach, then it doesn't have to be kasher. Okay. But if you are going to be using your oven over Pesach, then in order to use it, it has to be kashered. So the easiest situation is where you have a self-cleaning oven. And when I say self-cleaning, I'm talking about the authentic, let's call it old-style self-clean. What I mean is that in recent years, they've started producing some ovens that have some other type of cleaning, which they might even use the word self-clean, but it has other names to it, and it's not the old McCoy self-clean. The self-clean that I'm referring to when I say it's the easiest thing is the self-clean where it gets up, the temperatures go up beyond 800 degrees Fahrenheit, maybe 850 degrees Fahrenheit, something of that nature. So, and it burns everything inside, gets burnt to ash. That, and you know, when you do that, you know, the oven locks, has to be locked in place. You can't open it, Kolzman, as long as it's, you know, very hot, etc. And that type of koshering, or that type of cleaning, I should say, accomplishes a koshering of the highest order, a koshering called libun gomor. So, if the advantage of that. One of the advantages, you don't even have to clean your oven out in advance. Yeah, you don't want to leave, you know, globs of food or something inside it, but you don't have to worry about scrubbing it down, washing it down. If there's food residual chametz in the oven before you self-clean it, it's no problem. The self-cleaning process will burn all that up and will and thereby kasher it. So you don't, that's not a concern. The only the only exception to that is that's inside the oven, meaning that's contained within the gasket, the part that faces the actual oven. So that doesn't quite get the full extent of the cleaning that the body of the oven does. So you are supposed to clean that in advance. You don't have to necessarily clean it as thoroughly as you would a different type of oven, which doesn't self-clean, as we'll get to. It's a shame, but you do have to. You should clean the inside of the door before you use the self-clean. And even with that, some people are taking an extra step of precaution, and they cover the door, the inside of the door. They cover with tin foil, and especially if they use it as to rest pots on it when they want pots or pans taking out of the oven. They want to be able. They might take a pan out of the oven, burning hot, maybe, and then put it down on the door. So there's a mila. I'm not saying it's required. If you cleaned it in advance and then the door and then self cleaned the oven, it's not required to do this. But there's a mila that many practice to cover the inside of the door after the self clean. They cover it with aluminum foil. But the rest of the cavity of the oven and the racks as well had to go. Then you're allowed to use it for Pesach like that. If you don't have a self-cleaning oven, or you don't have an oven which gets to these temperatures of 850 or roughly, then even if you would kosher it at the highest temperature that it goes to, which is maybe 550 or whatever it is, you would not be able to do that without first cleaning it yourself. It has to be cleaned inside, because if it only gets to 550, that's not called Liban Chomer or Gomer. It's not considered complete thorough Liban. It's a level of called Liban Kal. It's a lower level, and for that you need to clean the oven first. And clean it means clean it well with the oven cleaner and whatever. And you want to get off stains, and if a stain doesn't come out, you go over one more time with oven cleaner, and that would be enough. But you want to do a good job of cleaning it with a caustic cleaner. And then you make sure also that when you put it up to, when you then turn it up to the highest temperature to do, which would be the kashering process, excuse me, that it has sat 24 hours unused. Going back for a second to the self-cleaning oven, it's not a requirement. But by this oven, it is a requirement that it's 24 hours went past when the oven was unused before you the kashering process. So the kashering process will be turning it up to the highest temperature. Now, there are a couple of nuances here, a couple of different ways of doing it, and we recommend that that you should after you turn it up to the highest temperature and let it burn at that temperature for roughly a half hour. After that, it's kedai to take an aluminum pan, fresh, never before used aluminum pan, and fill it with water and put it in the oven. Let it sit that way for another half hour, 45 minutes. Let it sit that way, and hopefully that water will boil. I mean, your oven's already very hot, and you're putting this water in at 550 degrees. Hopefully the water will boil in not too long and produce steam and save the cleaning of the kashering, I should say. It's a slight method, but so it's kedai to has been kashering. Somebody who's listening here has been kashering for the last 25 years or more, and they have specific instructions, well, for their husband or from their rav, and the specific way of doing things that they've been instructed to do, it's by reliable sources. So I'm not saying that you have to change into what I'm saying. Obviously, I'm telling you somebody who's asking wants to know, and then wants to know how to kasher. So this is the way I would, recommend them to kasher the inside of the oven. Okay. So again, if it's not self-clean, it has to be scrubbed clean first with a caustic cleaner, and has to sit 24 hours unused, and then it should be put onto the highest temperature and for about, let's say, an hour and a quarter, hour and a half, and preferably with somewhere along in the middle, putting in the water and getting it to produce steam. Now, that's for the inside of the oven. In terms of the stovetop, so there it depends on the type of stovetop. If you have, let's talk about the older style, which are either a gas range with like four gas burners, or electric, meaning, but again, separate four separate burners, which with coils that are accessible. So let's start with that. If it's the electric coils, then, and they get red hot, or you know, even if they don't get mamish red, but they get burning hot. So you would just make sure they're basically clean, but then turn on each one and let it get, you know, very, very hot. If it's the electric coils, you'll leave it on for, it's a good idea to leave on for 15, 20 minutes each one. Obviously be very, very careful when this is happening. Like, you always have to be with stovetops. And if it's the gas, so then the way to kosher it is by, again, making sure that the grate on which the pot normally goes is, you know, is pretty clean. But then you're going to be turning on each burner, and you don't have to do all four at one time. It's better not, just for safety reasons, and so your house doesn't become an inferno. It doesn't become boiling hot at your kitchen. So you do one or two, maybe most at a time. You turn on the gas to the highest, so you get the flame to be at its highest. But you also want to put something on it to spread the flame, because when you cook on Pesach and you're putting down your Pesach pot, it's going to spread the flame, and it's going to. So you want the kashering to be done in the same manner. So you want to put on, either if you have a clean Pesach, like a blech, you know, just a sheet of metal, or maybe a few sheets of heavy duty aluminum foil, or you could even use a pot, put it on top, especially put that aluminum foil, you can put a pot on top of that to spread, so that the flame will spread the same way it would when you're kashering. So that would be one way of kashering these grates. Another way is, if you have these, you know, a gas range and you have the grates, is you could put it inside your oven, especially if you have a self-cleaning oven. Now, if it's, you may,
what happened? Hello?
I think we lost the signal. I don't know if they can hear me, but
I think the rabbi got cut off. Other people still here. Thank you.
Okay. My battery ran out of, my phone battery died. I apologize. I wasn't careful about that. But okay, just to conclude for now, I was saying that if you put the grates inside the oven to kosher them, they may lose their finish. And so something you want to think about, especially if you're not the owner of the stove, if you're renting an apartment and or a house and it's somebody else's stove, and you may not want to put them in there. To kosher that way. Okay, so we'll believe that we'll come back to this and try to tie up the loose ends here. We still have to talk about the other type of stovetops, which is unfortunately, but probably the most popular nowadays, is those glass tops where, you know, covered by a sheet of glass or something. So we'll believe that there pick up on that. Okay. For now, we'll sign off. Have a good night.